Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I will be very excited to interview Daniel Hall, who has a passion and skill set for showing others how to cruise for free. That's right, you heard that properly. He helps people learn how to cruise for free, and you may want to take some notes on this as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. Daniel, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do? I mean, this is really a unique positioning.
Well, first off, thank you, Tim, for allowing me to come on and talk about one of my very favorite topics, and that is how we help people trade their talents for free luxury cruises, just like you said. And it's one of the best gigs, as far as I'm concerned, on the whole seven seas. And to answer your question, I sort of just fell into it, did not intend for it to happen as it did, but it just by happenstance or accident, I was an associate attorney at a law firm. I was a young buck, just recently out of law school, working a lot of hours, needed a vacation very, very much. And I got a telephone call from a travel agent, actually the travel agent that does the bookings for the law firm, and she had a great deal on a cruise. And I looked at the at the price of it, which was pretty good, and it looked really good on my calendar. In other words, I had the days that I could take, and I pretty much just booked this cruise on the spot. I booked not the best cabin and not the least expensive cabin, but it was sort of a mid-range cabin mm-hmm. on this ship. But as is my usual practice, it's sort of my habit in life. I'm always looking to make a better deal, always mm-hmm. looking to get something more out of a deal one way or another. And that was it turned out to be a good habit, particularly for this situation, because I started to think, well, how could I get more out of this cruise without having to pay more? And that's when I came up with the idea that it really wasn't an idea. I came up with the recollection that when I was about 12 years old, I remember a speaker on that particular cruise, and he talked about income and stock investments and real estate investments and those sorts of, well, that was the talk. And even as a 12-year-old, I was interested in that, attended this guy's talk. And after this guy's remarks, I chatted with him a little bit, and I understood from that conversation that he was just a passenger and that he was compensated in some way, although I didn't understand how he was compensated, nor did I have the presence of mind as a 12-year-old to, you know, to dive into it further. But I did have that recollection, and I sort of put that past experience together with this present need, and I thought, oh, well, maybe what I should do is call the cruise lines and find out if I can give a presentation in exchange for an upgraded cabin or some mm-hmm. other perk, you know, a shore excursion mm-hmm. or some free wine or something. So that was my thought process. So I called the travel agent who had booked the cruise for me, and to say that she gave the idea a decidedly cool reception is an understatement. You could tell that she would much rather have sold me an upgrade than mm-hmm. to help me out with this endeavor. Well, fortunately, we did a lot of business with this particular travel agent through the law firm.
Your law firm, okay.
Mm-hmm. I prevailed upon her to help me out, and she turned out to be a good Joe, and actually gave me the telephone number and the department where I should call to make this pitch. So that's basically how it happened. And before I made this call to the cruise lines, I came up with a list of what I thought were hot topics or topics that I felt comfortable with doing. Now, understand, I'm not a speaker, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was just, like I said, a young buck attorney, and actually, you could hear in my voice right now that I stutter, I sputter, I stammer, and that was the same. It was even worse then, okay? And so you don't have to be a speaker to do that. That's the one thing I want folks to understand. But I did prepare. I had my list of topics that I wanted to do or that I felt like comfortably could do, and I called the cruise line, and I don't know if it was fate or destiny or divine intervention. I don't know what it was, but it was something, because the exact person I needed to talk to actually picked up the phone on, like, the first half ring. I don't know if she was getting up out of her chair and she happened to knock the phone out of the cradle or what the deal was, but all I know is that the person I needed to talk to is on the other end of the line, and I very quickly went to my business. She sounded very harried, very brusque, not all that friendly, and I went to my business. I said, you know, I wanted to do this cruise. I mean, I was booked on this particular cruise on a particular itinerary, and I wanted to do an upgrade in exchange for a speaking engagement on board. And I hear this, well, frankly, I hear nothing, this long, very pregnant pause, and I get this feeling in my stomach that I'm about to be rejected. I don't know if you've ever been on the phone, Tim, and have that sort of feeling where, you know, something, you know, you're going to hear something that you don't really like to hear.
Sure, sure. Well,
that is exactly was the feeling I got when this long pregnant pause.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking,
can't read the body language, Daniel.
I know a lot about negotiation, and I know that when a request is made, it is always best to just shut up. Make
mm-hmm.
the request
mm-hmm.
and shut up. And
mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. And as I said, this long time played out, and she came back on and she says, "Well, what did you have in mind to talk about?" So I thought, "Oh, okay, maybe there is a chance here." So
mm-hmm.
I very quickly read verbatim the little topics, and I came up with some catchy topics
mm-hmm.
and catchy titles for talks, and I read these verbatim to her, and she goes, "Oh, this one sounds good," and it happened to be one called eBay Gold, The Beginner's Guide to Making Money with Online Auctions. Okay, that was the
mm-hmm.
one she chose. And she says, I like that topic, but I'm so sorry, we don't do upgrades. And I thought, oh, man, I thought I was on the roll here.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "But if you wish to come on board and do a presentation on an audition basis, and we like you, you will be approved to cruise free whenever and basically wherever you want." And I did one of those numbers with the phone where you sort of take it down off your ear and you stare at it like you don't believe what you're hearing. And that's what I did. I was
mm-hmm.
looking at this phone, and I immediately put the phone back up to the side of my head, and I said, "Yes, ma'am, I would very, very much like to do an audition for you." And that's kind of how it started. I mean, that's a pretty long story, but that's how it started. That's how I started cruise
sure.
ship speaking, and I did two or three, four of them a year thereafter. This started in 2002, I believe. And as time went on, I got more and more questions from people. How in the heck are you taking so many cruises? You know, colleagues and friends and
sure.
people in the family.
Sure.
And I started to tell them, well, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. Blah blah blah. And it dawned on me. You know, I am sort of dense, okay. But at once in a while, I do pick up on things, and I actually thought, you know, there might be something here, because there's nothing in the marketplace for this. So I actually sat down to write a five-page outline on how this is, you know, supposed to go and how
sure.
you do this. Well, that little five-page outline actually turned into a 144-page e-program, which we later called Speak on Cruise Ships. That whole thing, it just sort of took a life of its own. And you know, we sell that. Actually, it is more of an investment. We allow people to invest in themselves by investing in my Speak on Cruise Ships program, and that's at speakerscruisefree.com. And
mm-hmm.
we really just saw incredible success with many different people from many different walks of life who have done the same thing, not just on the cruise line I started with, but with many, many other cruise lines, and it continues to happen almost daily. I have a new email saying, "Hey, I got approved here, I got approved there, and thank you, thank you, thank you." So it's really an exciting thing. I love to help people with it. In fact, this whole thing has allowed me to actually give up the practice of law, or at least the full-time practice of law. This is about all I do. Now I book speakers. And I continue to sell my program. We have the Speakers Cruise Free Coaching Club, and the huge beauty with that is that for those people that are in the club, I help them one-on-one to come up with their programs to actually then get in front of, and I make the entrees in many instances, not every instance. Those people that do what I tell them to do, I help. Those people that won't refuse to do it and want to do it their way, then I don't help those people.
But sure.
Those people that actually will do what I'm telling them to do, I will make the entrees for them directly to the cruise lines. So basically, the great beauty of all this, of course, is that in the ensuing years, I've developed a fairly extensive network of contacts at the cruise lines and know further what they want. Each of them wants something different. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a matchmaking process from my standpoint. And you know, you'd go good here, you wouldn't do so well there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really grown into something much more than I had envisioned. Well, quite frankly, I never envisioned this. it just
sure
came to life. I mean, it almost had a life. It has a life of its own, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, does that answer your question?
Absolutely. No, that was fantastic. And obviously, I'm going to ask you for your contact information, which you gave once, and I want to get it again, Daniel, about if you could give our listeners two or three useful tips that they could do now. And obviously, and I realize it's, and I want to help let people know about your program and everything. That's part of the purpose of this, is to help promote some of the exciting things you're doing. So I was just wondering if you could give them a couple useful tips in addition
Absolutely.
To the contact
Let me tell you about the best ways to approach this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are three major things that the cruise lines are looking for. First off, the first biggest tip is that people should understand that the speaking market on a cruise ship is different than it is on land. So if you're a speaker, trainer, author, consultant, don't automatically assume that your topics are going to automatically translate into topics that are going to work on a cruise line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the first big tip. The second thing is, let me tell you what the cruise lines, each and every one of them, are looking for. Okay.
Okay, sure.
Three big areas, and this is what I call the perfect trifecta. Three big areas. Number one, the king of the hill, the 800-pound gorilla, the destination-driven programs. Okay, all cruise lines want destination-type programs. In other words, programs that enliven, bring to life the destinations that they're visiting for that person. Or for the passengers listening to their programs, okay?
So it pretty much reinforces why the ship is taking them there.
Exactly
mm-hmm.
right. Second,
okay.
Is arts and crafts, okay?
Uh-huh.
And arts and crafts can either be destination specific, in other words, a craft or a folk art of the area that you're going to be visiting, or could be a general type of craft, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The third major area, and it's probably it's the most popular with every one of my clients, because it's easiest to do, and that is general interest type of topics. Okay.
Uh-huh.
General interest type of topics are just about anything you might find on a nonfiction bestseller list. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are the topics that I'm talking about here.
Sure. Sure.
So most everyone has, particularly if you're an author, trainer, speaker, that sort of, most everyone has a general interest type topic that they could bring over. But the trick is coming up with the the destination type programs. And
mm-hmm.
by the
mm-hmm.
way, you don't have if you're not a crafty or arty person, okay? You don't have to do an art or a craft, but if you don't do an art or craft, you really need to substitute in a destination specific type program.
Okay.
So the trick is in taking what's between your ears in your brain right now and translating that into a destination specific type topic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It can
mm-hmm.
be done. I do it almost daily, all right? The other thing that the other huge tip is that destination type topic need only be tangentially or loosely related to the destination that you're going to be traveling to. Okay.
Okay. Uh huh.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. For example, one of the things that I do when I'm in the Caribbean is I will do one called Miss Jolly Roger, the Caribbean's most notorious female pirates. Okay.
Okay.
You see how that's destination driven?
Sure.
Yeah. You see how, particularly, you bring the seas to life for them. You know, it's in these very shipping lanes that we're now traveling. That people like, you know, Mary Read, would, you know, she would take off on her schooner and you know, do these adventures. See what I'm saying? That's a big part of what we do with the Speak on Cruise Ships program and the Speakers Cruise Free Coaching Club, one-on-one with people.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the biggest tips. The another huge tip is there are lots of secret trap doors and places where you could fail. If you don't really get properly educated on this before going forward. So
sure.
Another huge tip is get educated so that you know what you're doing, so that you know where the stumbling blocks are and you know how to avoid them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's another...
That's pretty much what your program does. Your program teaches that.
That's right. So, you know, get educated. I mean, if you're serious about this. And frankly, I only want serious people, okay? Only want serious people. I've got a fairly healthy business, and that's the people I want. That's the people I want to work with.
And your reputation is going to build on serious people that follow what you were saying, and you know they're going to attract other serious people.
Exactly right, and that's really pretty much what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is fantastic, Daniel. I very much appreciate this. It's been great. You've shared some wonderful information here, and you know, look forward to speaking with you again in the near future. How could you give your contact information so that people
sure.
would know how to...
I have a special offer for people.
Okay, go ahead.
I actually did a free special report, okay?
Okay.
Called The Top 5 Enrichment Programs and How to Use Them to get free luxury cruises, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and this isn't full of fluff. Now, obviously, this isn't the main meat, and I want you to go invest in yourself. But
sure.
It's a good way to get started to find out whether that's something that you are interested in pursuing, okay? So it's
right.
a good first step, no risk at all. By the way, my program is no risk. It has there's a unconditional money back guarantee. It's all outlined there. But if you need to go to speakerscruisefree.com, enter your name and email address, and you'll be given access to that free special report. Okay.
Okay.
And then go from there. Decide
okay.
whether it's something for you. But I will tell you one thing: the huge benefit to this is that once you are approved by a cruise line, you are approved with that cruise line, unless you do something to screw it up, and if you're one of my students, you won't, for life.
For free.
For life. So
for life.
If,
wow.
You don't have to go through this process over and over and over again. You do it once, and then
mm-hmm.
it's like I do. At the beginning of the year, I pick out the cruises I want to take for the year. I email my cruise line contacts. I said, I want to take this cruise, or this cruise. They usually email me back and tell me, because I do it in far enough in advance.
Yeah, sure.
We'll book you on all these, and that's it. Then I'm done for the year. I'm booked for the year.
Boy, that's fantastic.
Let me ask, next year, I'll do the same thing. Like at the beginning, at the end of this year, I'm getting ready to choose my cruises for next year.
Okay. I had one other question, Daniel. I mean, this is fantastic. So it's speakerscruisefree.com is where they can go.
Right.
The other question I had is, because I am dealing with a lot of different people, you know, have some really unique skill sets and that kind of thing. Do you ever get, and I understand totally what you said as far as the destination-driven arts and crafts and general interest, do you get things along the lines of, let's say, for example, I was speaking to a woman this morning who is real big as far as helping women with home-based businesses, that kind of thing, and some tips and ideas that she does. Those areas, would that fall under the general topic, or is, again, I'm just kind of asking you because I obviously don't know.
Yeah, that would be what I would consider to be a general interest type of topic.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not a topic specifically related to the particular destination that they're going to be cruising to. And, you know, here's the other really cool thing about it. Even if you have really don't know about what to do on a particular destination, I've got a brand new procedure method for coming up with a successful destination driven program, even if you have never been to the place and don't have any other idea what to do. It's a cookie cutter deal, and people that are involved that are with my club, members of my clubs, they will I will actually teach them one-on-one.
That's fantastic. What about this other question here, Daniel? And again, they're I know I'd only said I only take up 15 minutes. I'm a little beyond that, and I apologize. But you had such great information. What about, let's say, for example, a man or a woman, they're doing the speaking, and they want to bring their significant other with them. How does that work? Because I know that may be one of the questions that that may get asked there.
Great. Yeah. Basically, that's the beauty. And I didn't even tell you about the great benefits of this. Yeah, you get not only do you get to cruise free, but you get to bring along a traveling companion who also cruises free, and you both cruise as passengers, not as crew members. So you get all the passenger perks, the fine dining, the cabin steward service, everything, all the amenities that the passengers get, you get too. In fact, many times you get more cool stuff, like I've gotten polo shirts and koozies and pen sets and leather luggage tags and just all kinds of neat stuff. Plus, I've got $125 bottles of champagne.
Wow.
I've got all kinds of shore excursions for free. I've gotten VIP tender tickets. They it depends on the cruise company. Some take better care of you than others. It's just like everything
sure.
else in life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always worth going, always worth going. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's the other big myth. People think, well, they're gonna cram me into some crew cabin, and I'll never see the light of day, and I'll be all cramped up. Let me tell you about the usual accommodations to this. Because you are cruising as a passenger, you are
mm-hmm.
going to be doing they're gonna assign you a passenger cabin. In other words, your cabin is coming out of saleable inventory,
mm-hmm,
which means
mm-hmm.
if you weren't in it, they would sell it, okay?
Right.
So it's
mm-hmm.
just going to be just as nicely appointed as any of the other passengers, because it is a passenger cabin.
Sure, sure. Well, it certainly sounds like a no-brainer for people to check into, Daniel. And, I mean, this has been wonderful. I appreciate your help very much. Again, your website is speakerscruisefree.com. Okay, and that's the best way for them to get signed in and learn more about the great program you're doing. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be the one.
Okay, well, very good. Well, Daniel, I appreciate it very much. I'll definitely want to stay in touch with you here and everything and see if we can encourage people to check this out, because this is just just an amazing thing that you've actually put together here.
Well, it's here is the and I'm glad you said that, and I really appreciate you saying that. But the fact of the matter is that I really really want people to give it a go. to see what could happen, because this is the type of thing that if you will just do it, you could change your life for the better for the rest of your life, and I get excited about that.
Sure, sure. Well, and as you know, as far as business and everything, it's creating value for other people. And this program you're talking about, Daniel, certainly is nailing that beautifully as far as creating a great deal of value for, you know, like you said, the people that are willing to, you know, learn more about it and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it very much. I will be in touch with you, sir. And thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you so much for asking me on, and I appreciate it. And for everyone else listening, go do this. You will not be sorry.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Daniel. And, again, I will be in touch, sir.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
Have a great weekend.